We'd like to welcome you all to our second watch. We're going to be all here to praise the Lord and give thanks for what he has done for us for the week. I'm going to start the devotion off with a little song. If you want more power, tell him what you want. Whoa, if you want more power, tell him what you want. Oh, if you want more power, tell him what you want. Well, you just call him up and tell him what you want. If you want the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Oh,
continue as we go to the scripture, which is taken from Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 down to verse 11. 1 to 11. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. Mm-hmm. And it reads thus: If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For if ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Mm-hmm. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify us, therefore, your members, which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which he also walked sometime when he lived in them. But now he also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created us. Wherefore there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. Mm-hmm. Put on, therefore, the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Most gracious, everlasting Father. Mm-hmm. Father, it is again and once more that we come before you.
Mm-hmm.
We come before you, Father, in the humblest way we know. Dear Father, we thank you. We thank you for your mercies and your kindness. Mm-hmm. We come before you, Father, because you just brought us through a great revival, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, after coming through the revival, Father, we come back before you saying, help us.
Help us.
Help us, Father. Stir up all that we've, the gifts that you've put into us.
Mm-hmm.
Bless us, Lord.
Bless us.
Bless our households.
Mm-hmm.
Bless our church.
Dear Lord.
Bless our pastor.
Yes, Lord.
Bless, Lord. Bless our going in.
Mm-hmm.
Bless our coming out.
Do, Lord.
Bless our going over.
Mm-hmm.
And bless our going through.
Yes, yes.
Just bless us, Father.
Bless us, Lord.
Bless us, Lord. We mm-hmm. thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We ask that you visit the sick.
Do, Lord.
Visit the shut in.
Mm-hmm.
And, Father, we know, giving you all the praise and all the honor, Father, we know that you are a heart fixer.
Yes.
We know that you are mind regulator.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, we give you all the praise.
Yes, Lord.
Give you all the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you for
thank
everything.
You.
This, Father, and all things, Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
In your Son, Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Good morning, New Hope.
Good morning.
On behalf of all the deacons here, we want to apologize for being late. 10:30 we should have been on the post. So we was military we'll be derelict and we were probably getting an Arca 15. So hopefully our pastor won't reprimand us too bad in our meeting next week. But again, we are so glad to have you here. We're just coming off a revival. First night we had the recipe for a good revival. Then next night, we say, we have a right to serve him. Our theme was, Lord, revive us. So if we are revived and we're going home with him, we know this is just a dressing up place. So we're going to sing a couple of verses of a hymn that I always sing. Come and go to that land. Come and go. Well, come and go to that land where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Come and go to that land. Come and go to that land. Come and go to that land where I'm bound. I have loved ones in that land.
Lord. Bless the Lord this morning, saints. Come on, give him a great big God bless you. Has God been good to anybody in the camp this morning? Has he blessed you this week? How about over here on this side? Has he blessed you this week? How about y'all over here? Has he blessed you? Amen. Praise him. He's been good to you. Somebody give him a wave offering. Give him a wave offering in the church. Shout hallelujah. Shout glory. Praise him with a thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Deacon brothers, I'm going to come to y'all defense. The pastor just saw y'all over there in the marketplace just doing nothing. He said, Bradshaw, put him to work. That's it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, boy, that tickled me. Hey, I said, you the pastor, all right. Amen. Let us listen now to the word of the Lord. Our pastor's lesson for today, Revelations chapter 22. Yeah, last chapter, last book, almost the last verse. And we begin reading Revelations chapter 22, verse 12. Amen. Y'all looks pretty good out there to me up here. Hey, hey man, y'all looks just like Jesus' daffodil garden. And I said, they look like they ready for the raspberry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Amen. Amen. Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates of the city. Listen at who's on the outside. Dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever that maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride come. Let him that heareth come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Amen. So readeth the word of the Lord in the presence of the people of the Lord. May his word find a place of rest on these souls and hearts and minds of ours for the good and edifying of the church. If you just stand there just for a second, give me a little church music over there if you don't mind, Steve. Just a little church music if you don't mind. That works for me. Amen. Lift your hearts and your mind in the spirit and in the presence of the Lord. Let our minds stay on Jesus. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel you desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your sing that one more time?
Welcome.
Come on, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, this morning. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Let's hear our children, amen. Hear these children this morning.
that new generation choir. Praise God. Come on, give them another hand. Hallelujah. How many know your life is in his hands? Hallelujah. Praise God. They sing like they know what they're singing about too. Hallelujah. Thank God for them. This is Youth Day. Amen. We thank God for all of his blessings. We give him all honor and all praises to our Heavenly Father, to, amen, Ella Bradshaw, and to all of the Reverend clergies who might be listening in. We honor you, and to all of the officers, our deacons, our deaconesses, our mothers, our choir, usher saints and friends, and to you out there in radio land. We welcome you here to our services today. But this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, because our life is in his hands. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We just excited because we had a great week of revival. Last week, starting last Sunday with our homecoming, Wright Street came and blessed us. Amen, Pastor Daniels. And then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the evangelist just blessed our hearts. Amen. So we all pumped up now. We got a jump start now. We refreshed. We ready to run on and see what the end's going to be. Hallelujah. That's what revival is all about. And I just want to thank you because y'all showed up. New Hope showed up. I want to thank you so very much. After 2.5 years, amen, without our annual revival, amen, you showed up and act like you were ready for the word. Hallelujah. So we appreciate you all of our choirs that sing, our musicians, amen, our deacons that started on time, and our ushers, amen, everybody. Well, we just thank you, amen, for such a wonderful, wonderful week that we had on last week. If you missed it, you missed a treat, amen. So we thank God for you today. All right, we looking forward to this afternoon for the ordination service of two of our very own, amen, Minister Yvonne Vaughn and Minister Vanessa Ratcliffe. Amen. We'll be ordained at the 3 o'clock hour. So we invite you to come back and be with us, and let's show them some love, amen, and support. Amen, as they go about in their ministry, because truly they has been a blessing here at New Hope. Amen. So we want to honor them today. So please, ma'am, please, sir, come back and be a part. All right. Again, we thank all of you for your giving. Amen. All of your tithe in your offering. We appreciate it so much that you've been faithful. Amen. Even though we've been going through this pandemic, you still have hung in there. So we're grateful to you. At this time, we're going to have an announcement coming from our pastor's aid ministry. Praise God. And then we will move on.
Good morning, church. To our pastor, the second Sunday of this month, we have one of our own who has is having another birthday. To God be the glory. And so what we're planning is a drive-by birthday celebration. We'll have a box set up outside for you to drive by and drop off your gifts, tokens of whatever appreciation that you have for the pastor. And inside we will have a box where you can also drop off your tokens and appreciation. So we want you to come out and show the pastor that you appreciate him. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you so much. I'll only be 74. Amen. Amen, amen. All right, listen, all choir members that are available at the 3 p.m. service, we need you. All available choir members, we need you at the 3 p.m. service. Amen. So the Lord said, be what? Ready. Amen. He didn't give you that gift for nothing, did he? All right. So we want you to come. Amen. And amen. Let's have a joyous time in the Lord. Is that all right? Praise God. Let us continue praying for those on our sick and shut in. Amen. Pray once again for my son-in-law, Abby Coffey. His mother passed there in Ghana, Africa. And keep my barber in prayer, Philip Arnold. He's a member here at New Hope also, him and his wife. Keep him in prayer as he prepares to go to his surgery. And we ask in special, special, special prayer for Deacon Stewart. Amen. Deacon Stewart, the doctors have said they have done all they can do for him, and it might be any day now. So, you know, when a family go through this transition, it's hard. So we ask you to just pray for them. Amen. They don't need a whole lot of company, but pray for them. Amen. If you can, give them a call and let them know that you are standing with them, amen, in their time of need. I know New Hope will do that. Amen. And so we ask that you please keep them lifted in prayer, if you will. All right. God bless you. We're going to get ready for some more good music from the New Generation Choir. I love that sound. Sing ya. You know, as they're coming, every so often our church goes through a cycle. Our young folks grow up and go off to college, and then more will come. And so that's why I call them our New Generation Choir. Are they singing today? Praise God. Woo! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they singing like they know payday is coming. Hallelujah. Revelations 22. The last book in the Bible. You can't miss it. Revelations 22, verse 11 through 13. Bradshaw says these are the outsiders. Verse 11 says, he that is unrighteous, let him just keep on being unrighteous. Steal. He that is filthy, let him be made filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him do righteous still. He that is holy, let him be made holy still. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to each man according as his work is. I am Alpha, the Omega, and the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are they that wash their robes, that they may have the right to come to the tree of life, and may enter in by the gates into the city. Thank you. You might be seated. Father, we are grateful once again for this privilege, for this opportunity to say a word for you. Pray, Master, that I take these lips of clay of mine, use them for your glory, that your people might hear a word from you, that they might be blessed, they might be lifted, they might be comforted, they might find peace. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor, payday is coming. Yeah, payday is coming. Amen. Aren't you glad about that? After all we've suffered down here, amen, payday is coming. I might not have a Rolls Royce, amen, a house up on a hill, a mansion to live in. But thanks be to God, my payday is on the way. Amen. Praise God. This message highlights the fact that Jesus will reward his people at his coming. Yes, payday is coming. Labor Day, brothers and sisters, as we approach it, is a bright idea. Honoring the American workers is worthwhile. We owe a lot to our hardworking laborers, both union and non-union. Labor Day is actually the brainchild of labor unions. The practice of setting aside a day to honor workers began in 1882 in New York City. In 1894, Congress made Labor Day a federal holiday. I do find it ironic that labor unions now opposes states having right to work laws. It goes to show that man can take a bright idea and put a dimmer switch on it. Really, the day should be called Lazy Day, Lake Day, Lounge Day. Or if you get a man presented with a honey-do list, look forward to going back to work so you can rest day. most of us like the idea of being able to get paid for a day that we don't work. Some only wish we could be so fortunate. Some people don't get paid. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to see payday come, especially if there is any pay left at the end of paying the bills day. Did you know that heaven has an economy and that Jesus is in charge of a payroll? The Bible teaches us that there will be a day of reward and a day of judgment. Have you ever had someone that owe you money promise to catch up with you later? Be assured, my brothers and sisters, be assured that Jesus will catch up with you, amen, one day. You might get by right now, but you won't get away. Be doubly assured that he will pay us our wages. He is a rewarder. As much as he is Savior, as much as he is a healer, as much as he is the baptizer and the coming King, Jesus, brothers and sisters, he is a rewarder. Everyone will receive what is deserved when that day comes. Have you noticed how time flies? Pressure makes it fly faster. Just ask a student procrastinator who is cramming for the next test, or a child who is stuffing their britches full of padding while they wait for their dad to come home. Anticipating, on the other hand, can make time seem to stand still. Looking forward to something can make a clock and a calendar watchers out of you. If we are looking forward, amen, to a reward, we usually find that time moves too slow. If we are dreading retribution and quaking in fear of possible failure, we feel the pressure of time flight. Some people dread meeting their maker. Oh, yes, that's why some folks, you know, when you say, are you ready to go to heaven? They say, not now. Other people, a man has a nonchalant attitude about the day of Christ's coming. The day of his coming is not a day of dread, nor is it a day to sludge your shoulders at. It is a day to get ready. Amen. Jesus is coming soon. And Christians, we need to get ready. I'm not talking about, amen, whether or not you will make the rapture. I'm talking about being prepared for the judgment seat of Christ. Let's take a close look at what Jesus says to John here in Revelations 22, 12 and 13. Behold, I'm coming quickly. My reward is with me. I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Now, brothers and sisters, let's take a close look. Understanding definition is important. So let's unpack this verse by examining the Greek word in verse 12. Behold, I am coming soon. Behold, the Greek word horo, H-O-R-A-O. Y'all pronounce it the way you want it. Be intended, amen. Just because the lights are on doesn't mean anyone is home. Pay attention. Being in attendance doesn't automatically mean that you are paying attention. There are many amen, people who have attended church when the word of God has been proclaimed faithfully, yet they didn't really pay attention. Their minds was across town. Some people are too poor to pay attention. You heard that saying before. Jesus described these people in Revelation chapter 2 as he refers to the Laodicean church. He talks about how they are rich in this world's goods and they have need of nothing. But they used to tell me, my dad used to tell me that I couldn't see for looking. He wants me to understand that the power of observation was the key to promotion. This is true in the era of the Spirit as well. The parable of the talents and the mites teaches us that Jesus rewards the observant investor, whereas he rebukes the stubborn and fear hoarders. Jesus wants his church to open spiritual eyes and see what he wants us to focus on. So, my brothers and sisters, yeah, he wants us to get with the program because time is winding up. Take action. Amen. Students attend school for 16 to 20 years and become professional students. People can be in love with learning new things and yet never really knowing anything. The Apostle Paul refers to people who were, amen, ever learning, and yet they were not able to come to the knowledge of the truth. In 2 Timothy 3 and 7, he says, we know that Jesus is coming soon, but if we are not active in serving him, what will the day of reward look like for us? We are required to be faithful. Paul goes on in 1 Corinthians 4 and 2. He says, we will be held accountable for being doers of the word and not just hearers of the word. James picks it up in James 1 and 2. He says, why does it matter to me that Jesus is coming soon? I am Jesus. Amen. I am. Jesus is the, amen, eternally self-existent God who always was, is, and always will be. He is the Alpha and Omega, the Greek alphabet for A to Z. John, the Revelator, gives out his way, amen, to underscore and repeat three times using different words that Jesus is the beginning and the end. He is the only person in the universe that can claim that title. He needs a man especially pay attention to the fact that he is the end. Amen. The end of your life is certainty. None of this would matter if you simply cease to exist at the end of your life on earth. But brothers and sisters, unfortunately, there are people who have died believing this and will certainly be sorry for their gamble. Some people live their life, amen, in a way that they don't really care what's going on, but they don't understand that you're taking a gamble when you're out there in the world doing your own thing and do not recognize the fact that you are going to be judged by Jesus Christ. The Bible says that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. You got to recognize the fact that one day you're going to have to stand before Jesus. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews 9 and 27 that there is appointed time that all of us will keep with death. And next, the item on the agenda is the judgment. Amen. Get this down, amen, as you write. The end, God puts the period on your sentence. Your life, brothers and sisters, one day will end. If you have not received your full pardon, Jesus has paid a man for it by his death on the cross. Your choice is to receive his gift of eternal life or to go on trying to pay your own way to heaven. I got news for you. It just won't work. It's like chasing a train, like a dog chasing a train. He will never catch it. You will never get to heaven trying to pay your way in. If you choose to reject the offer that Jesus has made to you, you will attend a judgment that is so much more dreadful than the one that I am going to talk about right now. The Word of God says, trust me. You don't want to go to the judgment of the white throne. Jesus will be the presider over the judgment of his people. At that judgment, everything that we have done in the body will be evaluated, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Our motives, our attitudes, our behavior, and every work will pass through the fire that is in his eye. Revelation 1 and 14, the works that remain and that will be rewarded are compared to gold, silver, and precious stone. The work that will be burned up and destroyed are described as being made of wood, hay, and stubble. We have assurance, brothers and sisters, that those who are thus judged will still be saved by fire. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but I do know, brothers and sisters, I do not want to see the works of my life go up in smoke. I've been singing all of my life. Amen. I've been on the battlefield a long time. I would hate to get to the point that when Jesus comes, he says, depart from me because I know you not. The fact is, if I shrug my shoulders and have an uncaring attitude toward the coming of Jesus Christ, it could mean that I also have a poor attitude about serving in the Lord while I'm here on earth. In other words, all my singing, all of my preaching will be in vain if I don't give God the glory. Jesus is coming soon, and his reward is with him. This is the I Am we are talking about. His coming is a promise, and it will be a glorious appearance for a glorious church. Don't you see? He is coming soon. Tell your neighbor, he's coming soon. Amen. In other words, he's coming without delay. He's coming suddenly. He's coming readily. And it will be a surprise that we are expecting. For those of us who have accepted Christ, it is a day of anticipation. It is a day that we look forward to. It is a day of anticipation because we will see Jesus. I've seen a lot of things, but I just want to see Jesus. And when we see him, he will have his reward with him. We need to take more time to think about what that looks like. Most of us look forward to payday. Yeah, do you think of payday as a reward? We consider payday as a privilege of employment. Being employed is a blessing in more ways than one. It is a great amen to receive an income and to be able to pay your bills. I thank God every day because he puts food on my table. He puts a shelter over my head. I thank God every day. He put clothes on my back. He put shoes on my feet. I thank God every day that he gives me peace of mind. I thank God every day that he gives me contentment in the midst of chaos. I'm comfortable living the goal that he set for me. However, there's a difference in what people think they need in order to be comfortable. The satisfaction that comes from a job well done is part of the reward, and the pay is out of sight. Do I have a witness here? When we see Jesus, good God Almighty, he is the custodian of our reward. He is the evaluator of the service that we give. In the Greek word for reward is misthos, misthos. However you pronounce it, it defines as wages or pay for service. It applies to our work and the service, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Do I have a witness here? So every time the Lord allows me, I'm going to sing for his glory. I'm going to pray for his glory. I'm going to preach for his glory. I'm going to serve for his glory. I'm going to walk for his glory. I'm going to talk for his glory. I'm going to shout for his glory. For he is the rewarder. Do I have a witness here? I thank God. I thank God that Jesus declared that my reward is with me. The Greek word son, S-U-N, brings out the fact that the reward is personally associated with Jesus. When I get to heaven, I won't have to worry about S-U-N, because I'll be with S-O-N, the Son of God. Do I have a witness here? I stopped by to let you know the rewarder is Christ. He possesses it. He's the owner of your account and my account. Whatever I've done, he's got a record. Do I have a witness here? Another shade of the word is that Jesus is the instrument. Another word, he is the signatory. In other words, he's going to sign off on the order of what I've done. Y'all don't hear me? It doesn't matter what Steve think about you. It doesn't matter what you think about me. Jesus is going to sign off on my work. Do I have a witness here? I'm so glad that man can't judge me. I'm glad he can't punish me. Do I have a witness here? Finally, finally, the word speaks of completion, meaning he is the closer. He is the one that will make the final transaction. This reward is not just for Mother Teresa. This reward is designed for everyone. That name is written in the book of life. I thank God. I thank God. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3, 8 through 15, he says, the man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose. Each will be rewarded his own labor. Do I have a witness here? For we, God's fellow workers, you are God's field. You are God's building. My grace have given me. I lay a foundation as the expert builder, and someone else is building on it. Seals have laid the foundation for us to build on. Each of us should be careful how we build. If any man build on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stone, wood, hay, or straw. In other words, with material things. These things will pass away. Do I have a witness here? If what he has built survives, he will receive a just reward. If it burns up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escape through the flames. Good God Almighty, I stopped by to let you know that Jesus is the rewarder. Jesus is the judge of everything that we do. You went by to see Mother. You went by to see Father. You thought enough to go see Grandmama. Jesus got the record. You stopped by the nursing home. You stopped by the hospital. Jesus checking you off. Jesus writing it down. He's got your record. Thanks be to God. Jesus said, I'll give you reward according to your work. He will reward us, each of us. I'm so glad you can't have my reward. I can't have your reward. Each of us will get our reward. Can I get a witness here? I'm so glad I'll be a joint heir and inheritance of what Jesus has accomplished. That's why when I get to heaven, God won't see me. He'll see Jesus, the blood that has washed me whiter than snow. Because one day he marched up Golgotha's hill. He hung there. He bled. He died. He took my black soul. He dipped it in his red blood. And I came up white as snow. Somebody ought to shout, tell the Lord, thank you for what you done for me. You brought me through. So I come to tell you, Jesus have made an investment in you and in me. Don't let it be for nothing. He gave you a gift to bless somebody else. So go tell a dying world that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Go by, tell somebody, I know a man. I know a man that can save you, that can heal you, that can deliver you, can make you whole. Is there anybody here want to shout about it? Tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you for my time. It's coming. Yeah. Yeah. Payday. Payday is coming. Don't worry about your haters. Don't worry about those who gossip on you. They gonna get their reward. You just keep on doing the master's will. Watch him work in your life. Yes, he is the rewarder. Let me tell you, if I was you, I would get caught up in Jesus. Get caught up in Jesus. Listen, I can pat you on the back. And I can thank you and say you're doing a good job. But that's nothing compared to what Jesus has in store for you. He is the rewarder. And listen. Don't try to impress me. And please don't try to impress God. Every gift that you have, God gave it to you. It is a privilege that he lets you use that gift. And so you better use it well. Use it for his glory. Every time somebody say you sing good, say, to God be the glory. When they tell me I preach good, I say, to God be the glory. Whatever I do and people think is all right, I say, to God be the glory. Because I'm just a vessel that he's using every day. And listen. I'm not just a vessel that's not being watched. Yeah. He's omnipresent. He sees everything that I do. So we've got to be careful how we act, because the rewarder is on his way. We don't have time to be hating on nobody. No time to be gossiping on nobody. I don't know about you, but I want to hear him say, well done. Yeah. Thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up high now. I'm going to make you ruler over many. God bless your heart. If there's someone today that is looking for this great reward, all you have to do is give your heart to Jesus. The songwriter says, I give myself away. If that's you today, this is a good time to give yourself away to Jesus. Come to him. It's not about a title. It's about service. Jesus says, I came not to be served, but to serve. So if he's the way, the truth, and the life, we got to follow his example. So what about you today? I know God has gifted you to do something. All you have to do is hook up with God's church and begin your mission for the Lord. If you're here, come by letter, Christian Experience, Canada Baptism. The choice is yours. But we offer Christ to you. We say, give yourself away. Won't you let him use you? Won't you come? God wants to use you. He's got something for you to do. Won't you come?
I give myself away.
There's a great reward waiting for you. You talk about bonuses, they are out of sight. All you got to do is give it all to Jesus. Won't you give it to him?
I give myself away.
Yes.
So you can use me. I give myself away.
Yes. Maybe you're not here and you might be listening in virtually, but you want to receive Christ in your life. I just ask you, pray this simple prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gifts that is in me that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. And for those of you right now that needs to release something, come on. Some people are not working for the master because they're in bondage. They're being bound by some circumstances. Perhaps maybe even by something that has happened years ago. But it's time to release it now. To let go and let God have his way. As Elder Bradshaw get ready to lead us in our altar call, I want you now to just present yourself to Jesus. And perhaps, maybe you are in right standings with God. That gives you an opportunity to present somebody else to Jesus. Maybe a family member, maybe a friend, maybe a neighbor. Somebody that you know that is in need is an opportunity for you to present them to Jesus. He simply says, casting all your cares upon me because I care it for you. Won't you stand in for somebody today? Stretch forth your hands toward the altar and say, Lord, here it is. Here it is. Whether it's you, whether it's your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, whoever it is, just give it to Jesus right now. Whatever the circumstances is, healing, deliverance, they're going through surgery. Say, Lord, here it is. We know the doctors do the very best that they can, but nobody can heal like Dr. Jesus. So let's give it to him today. As Elder come, let us pray.
Think about it this morning. Lord Jesus. Jesus today. Here we are again, Lord, and we stand boldly before you this morning. First of all, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all that you have done for us, and thank you for all you've been to us, oh
Lord.
You've been mighty good,
yes,
Lord, and,
yes,
and we thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for life, health, and strength,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you that every way of life is as well with us,
thank you,
as
Lord,
it is, Lord. And
thank
you for being a merciful God today.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You watched over us.
You did.
You kept us.
Thank you.
We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Our family's doing all right.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you.
Yes.
Our homes are okay.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And then, Lord, we thank you.
Yes.
That whatever we needed, Lord,
yes,
you were right there.
Yes, sir.
You supplied all of our needs.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God. Thank you. Then we thank you for saving us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for saving us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for allowing us to see this day.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Father God, somebody standing this morning, you know what it is.
Yes.
You know who it is.
Touch, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Touch.
Yes, yes.
In a mighty way today.
Yes, Lord.
Heal somebody.
Do, Lord.
Do it in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, do it, Lord. Heal today.
Fix somebody's situation,
yes, Lord.
Lord.
Yes.
Fix it right now, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Move this morning.
Yes, Lord.
In the circumstances of your people today.
Yes, Lord.
Move, oh God, by your mighty power. We know you can. We know you will.
Yeah, Lord.
You're able today.
Yeah, you're able.
You told us to cast.
Yes, Lord.
All of our cares
all
upon
of
you.
Our cares.
Because you care for us.
Yes, sir.
You lay it on the altar.
Yes.
And we're doing it this morning, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it this morning.
Yes.
We believe you.
Believe, Lord.
We believe you, Lord.
Yeah.
We believe you for a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
We believe you.
Yes, sir.
For a miracle.
Yeah.
We believe you.
Yeah.
For healing.
Yeah, Lord.
We believe you.
Yes, sir.
We believe you.
Yeah. Hear our cry.
Help us, Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
Help us, Lord, this morning. Out there in radio land. Virtuality, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Here in this sanctuary.
Yeah.
Move, God, by your mighty power.
Please, sir. Please, sir.
And we believe you.
Yes.
We believe you right now,
right
God.
Right now, Lord.
We believe you.
Yeah.
Right now, God.
Yeah.
We believe you.
Yes.
By the power of your holy word.
Yeah.
We believe you.
Yes.
By the blood of your son, Jesus.
Yes.
We believe you.
Thank you.
By the power of your Holy Spirit.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We believe you.
Yes.
And we
move
claim
on.
It done, Lord.
Yes.
You told us to believe you and you do it.
Yes.
You told us to believe you and you do it.
Yes, Lord.
You told us to ask you and you'll do it.
Yes.
You told us to ask you.
Yes, Lord. Take control. Take control, Lord.
We believe you, Lord.
Yes, yes. We trust in you. We trust in you.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Somebody say in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus'
if you
name.
Believe it, shout glory.
Glory.
Shout hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Got a mind to do right. Got a mind to do right. Got a mind to do right. Every day, Jesus gave me this mind to do right. Got a mind to do right every day. Tell somebody, I got a mind to pray right. I got a mind to pray right. Got a mind to pray right. Every day. Jesus gave me this mind to pray right. Got a mind to pray right every day. Now if you can say this, got a mind to Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for His Spirit today. Amen. Truly, we feel blessed by your presence. Those of you that are here, those of you that are listening in, we want you to know we appreciate you. Let's give our new generation choir another hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Then God said He'll raise up a nation that shall obey out of mouths of babes. Good God Almighty. Give our musicians a hand. Our ushers, thank you so much. God bless you. Sound technician, we appreciate you so much. Amen. And give yourselves a hand. You've been such a lovely audience. We appreciate you. God bless you. Amen. We say to you, if you can, come back this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Amen. For the ordination service, we're just looking to have a joyous time. Amen. With a new friendship and our moderator. Amen. A.L. Zolokoffa. Amen. So if you can, be with us. God bless you. Let the church say amen. Amen. Just wave at somebody. I know y'all ain't hugging right now, but just wave at somebody. Yeah, yeah. Let the church. Thanks, Steve.
Let the church.
Yeah.
Say amen.
Yeah.
Let the church.
Let the church.
Say amen. God has spoken.
Oh yeah.
Let our church say amen.
Yeah.
Oh, let the church
say
amen.
Let the
church
say
amen.
God. Yes, sir.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
Yeah.
Let the church,
let the church.
Let the church
say
amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sweet communion of His Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, amen. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Be safe. We love you. Love you, Mama. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, ma'am. Praise God.